for the Warren County Supervisors meeting on October 2nd, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda? I have one here. Washington National Benefit Program. Take that off the agenda.
They've used up a lot of the county's ink, haven't they, these last few weeks?
Yes.
Seeing none, she'll make the report head, the officials, Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning. I guess I need to report, we've got 956 absentees now. Monday started absentee voting in the office, and then Tuesday when we mail out absentee ballots. Also, I posted on the website, we are in need of poll workers, and also the sample ballots are on the website. I put a couple of those new flashes on there in regards to absentee voting and the poll workers and all that, so. And I have additional brochures if anybody is interested.
Thank you. Rodney, how's the maintenance department?
Good morning, doing good. Starting to prepare for the winter months ahead. Also been working quite a bit with going through the ADA compliance regulations for all the voting precincts, so hoping to get that finished up this week. Other than that, business as usual.
Ken, you're not in your usual place. That's, we're ready for a quick get out, huh?
That's right, I got another meeting here.
How's the CDS?
Going well. We're having a lot of subcommittee meetings within the region to try and figure out, like, I'm on a subcommittee for resident care facilities and trying to get our processes more organized, and like today I have a meeting for permanent supportive housing, so we just keep trying to develop the programs within the region, and things are going well.
Good, thank you. Zach, I'm gonna jump up to you. You're always last, so we're gonna get you early today.
Catch me off guard here.
Southeast Iowa regional planning.
Things are going pretty well. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I mentioned the updated firm maps from FEMA that we got noticed about a few weeks ago. I got a call from Iowa DNR at the end of last week, and then just verified yesterday that we're gonna have some public meetings for those maps on October 23rd. There'll be a meeting during the day from 2 to 4 for elected officials on the 23rd, and we'll get you guys a notice of that. And then from 5:30 to 7:30, they'll have a public open house where just the general public can come and discuss changes to any maps that might impact them. So we'll be sending notice out and get stuff out to the press and things like that. But I just want to let you guys know. Okay. Otherwise, things are going well.
Thank you. Colin, how's the IT department doing?
Doing pretty good. Keeping pretty busy. Getting ready to do some pretty large server upgrades here in the next week or two. Other than that, don't really have anything new to report.
Lisa, how's the recorder's office?
We're keeping really busy. First of all, I wanted to say we our part-time girl, Renee Wellborn, which is actually Gina Harden's daughter, started yesterday. And I've been keeping really busy with the DNR, the user permit, the county ordinance, which I'll have a few things to talk about on that later. But got a lot of programs that we're trying to deal with, and our TCM, which I've been trying to figure out which of my documents can go into TCM or Eagle Recorder, and that's been
wonderful project.
Oh yeah, it's kind of been a pain. And Tyler Technologies has also come up with a new program that they and US Imaging has come together for recorders with old records. They will go ahead and take like our books and stuff like that. US Imaging will image those documents or scan those documents and get great quality image. And then it'll go into Eagle Recorder, which will index that And so we could have a lot of our stuff go right into where all of our real estate is, which I'm thrilled about that. But I'm gonna talk to them and see, don't know what the cost is yet or anything like that, but it's exciting for recorders.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. We are getting very close to completion of the Clinton River Trail through Starscape. They are here probably by the end of today or maybe early tomorrow morning, they'll be done with the front half. So basically from kind of middle of the trail up to the bridges where our concrete trail that goes back to the Nature Center where it starts, that'll be done. And then they've got a subcontractor in there building those stairs down the back hill. And as soon as that's done, they've got one little stretch, a couple hundred feet, to redo the grade and put the geo webbing down and rock that. And then after that, it's just finish work and then just kind of working their way back out. If the weather holds out for us, we could see substantial completion here by the end of the week. If they don't have it done by Friday, they're gonna stay and work through the weekend, it sounds like. And so by Monday, we could see substantial completion and just start doing kind of final mulching and things like that and pulling out the silt fence. So I really think next week, this phase of trail is gonna be done. So that's fantastic, it's been a long time coming. Our playground at Big Hollow comes this week. The company is en route from New York right now. They could be here as early as this evening, this afternoon. They'll start doing site prep and then they'll be constructing tomorrow, Thursday, and finish up. Things will be done on Friday if all goes as planned. So that's a huge deal. And then we just finished up our big public survey campaign. We got just shy of 400 responses, 395 responses back on our survey. I spent a little bit last week compiling all of that together, and we're gonna start digging through that at my board meeting tomorrow. And then use that to kind of launch into our new strategic planning process that we're gonna be going through here for probably rest of this year. So if ever there was a good board meeting to attend, tomorrow's would be it. So we kind of get to see what the public has to say. It's really good. I'm looking forward to kind of setting the priorities for the next 5 years or so. Other than that, Big Hollow, even today, is half full. We had one site available over this last weekend. And I don't know if there's an end in sight. Maybe when things start freezing, we'll start seeing lower camper numbers. But I mean, it's nuts, the number of people we have coming to that park. Now we get this playground. I think we're going to see just, you know, day trip visitation. Just go through the roof. So.
Good. Thank you. Sheriff Johnstone.
Oh, morning, Jim. We're busy, of course, for the trial in Washington. A lot of my people up there assisting Washington County with security. It's going very well. Probably looking towards the end of this week before that'll be over. The other thing, I'd like to remind everybody about all the farm traffic right now. They're right in the height of the harvest, so we're seeing a lot of heavy equipment, a lot of combines, tractors on the road, so everybody needs to keep an eye out. They're working night and day whenever they can get it out. So really important that we keep an eye out for the farmers and their equipment on the roads right now. And that's about all we got.
Okay, thank you. Brian, County Engineer.
Good morning. A couple things. The Flint Bottom closure, we've been talking about that for a while now with the highway project. It is coming up. They have signs up now and they are active. They started up either late last week or over the weekend. And I looked at it a couple days ago. It's either October 7th or 8th is when that closure will start. I want to say the 8th, but Terry's nodding. Am I right? All right. So, but there's message boards from three different directions. So if you're a regular through there, which is our primary target, you're going to see that and know that your route's going to change. That might kick some traffic to Mount Pleasant Street, which isn't going to thrill people with the construction going on there. but that's beyond our control. That's the DOT's, and so that is coming up, and that notice is out there too. And then we, in the last week or so, in between the rain and stuff, we have pinched a couple roads here and there. So at some point I may slip you out to take a look at those. We have more to do on our list, but if you get a call, something like that, have them give us a ring if they have a question about that, but so far, I think really both of those were done last week, I think, and we haven't had too many calls, so they went very well. Guys did a nice job with those. So, another big project that's finally gonna get going for us is the asphalt work that we still have left to do. The contractor that's, the prime contractor that's working on Mount Pleasant Street is also the prime contractor doing the asphalt on our project. So tomorrow, they're gonna start milling on Beaverdale Road. There'll be no full closure, so traffic, even though there'll be delays, they will be able to keep moving through there. And essentially, it'll be one lane at a time closed. And I guess it'll give some of the folks that weren't happy about us closing the south end of Beaverdale a chance to see whether it goes better on one lane closures. I don't know, but we're gonna come along and do some milling, and then we'll be laying asphalt immediately following. So that work will start, and that crew will, they'll be doing the work on Beaverdale, and then they'll be working on up to the north end of the county too, Mediapolis Road, and there's a lot of work to be done. So things are gonna pick up pretty significantly on that. And the last thing I've left, and I'm not gonna go real deep into this, in fact, I may have a separate agenda item sometime in the next maybe couple weeks. I don't really have something pre-planned right now, but I wanna mention it because it's gonna impact us. This has kind of been out there on the county side of things for a couple months now. The state legislators, at the tail end of last session, with basically no input from counties and very low input from the DOT or anybody else, and I'm told, I don't know this firsthand because I haven't contacted our local legislators, but I'm going to, passed a bill that was supported by the AGC. That was, you know, theoretically supposed to not have any impact. And it goes into stuff that really most people don't care about, but when you get into legal loads on roads, there's two different charts for the state of Iowa that have different trucks for each chart.
Different wheel configuration or axle configurations you're talking about?
Well, the chart, there's one chart that controls local, you know, county roads, city roads, even some lower level state roads, we'll say. And then there's a different chart that controls interstate and maybe some higher level state roads that aren't interstate. I don't know exactly which roads. I know that there's a lot fewer roads for the heavier chart. And you do, Tom, get into heavier loads, more axles on the heavier chart. This has been a bone of contention for a long time. In fact, I think at some point even the board has had a call about it from contractors, because contractors, I mean, where are all the quarries in the state of Iowa? They're not on, I bet you 99% of them aren't on state roads. I bet they're on county roads. So the contractors want to be able to haul the heavier chart on county roads, but it's a code issue. This isn't an overweight issue, this is a code issue. So we don't grant any leniency on that because it is written and these are what are required. And when the enforcement officers enforce, they enforce by which chart it is. Well, they passed a law allowing the heavier chart to be used on local roads. And what that is now causing, the ripple effect all the way across the state, is every county is having their bridge consultant, or if they do it in-house, it would be a big undertaking. We don't, we have a bridge consultant, is having to go through and do a preliminary evaluation of all their bridges. And then I've had our consultant do a very preliminary. We have not gone through the rating process, which is going to cost us. They have identified, I believe the number was 28, but it's somewhere just south of 30 of our bridges that they will need to go through a more extensive evaluation and rating process. There's one specific truck that with the loading it has and the number of axles it has, which we have a number of bridges will not comply with that truck to be legal loaded. So, what, if there's no change, my hope is ultimately that Farm Bureau and the Corn Growers Association and the Soybean Association pick up on this, and the AGC, to be honest with you, because we're not looking to run them out of business, but they were functioning okay before this. If this doesn't get changed, what's going to happen is we're going to have a significant number of bridges, and so are a number of other counties, probably all counties at some point, that are going to have to be posted. And they're not going to be posted lower from a legal load, but they'll be posted capped at 40 tons, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you realize that for about a month every single fall, the governor waives, in fact it's codified now, I believe it's in the code, waives that 40,000 weight limit and allows agriculture to run heavier loads. Up to, let's say, I think it's 90 or 92,000. I don't know what the exact load number is. Of course, they're running in semis. They're not running in, so it's a different axle. They're okay. But when we go and post bridges at 40 tons, they can no longer legally cross those bridges. So I have held off bringing this up because I really didn't know that much about it, to be honest with you. And it's there's certainly some attempt to gain some traction on this subject across the state, but you can kind of understand what I'm getting at. There's potential, and I don't have numbers for Des Moines County yet, and I may not have them anytime real soon. Again, we're talking about a lot of bridges in the state of Iowa that have to be reassessed. I think the head guy in the Office of Bridges and Structures, the DOT, tried to warn some folks that there could be significant impacts. But I mean, what it comes down to is if something isn't changed and this holds, there's an expense. We're gonna have to pay to have these bridges rated again, because we already have them re-rated every 2 years by law. And then there'll be a cost to put signs up. There's basically a bare minimum of 4 signs per bridge when you have to post a bridge. But the real impact is gonna be to agriculture. If they choose to obey the signs on that, they will not be able to haul across these various bridges with the heavier loads in the fall. And these are not older bridges. Some of my beam and slab bridges, I mean, they're designed to meet the criteria you're supposed to design for, but they don't meet this truck. It's a 7-axle truck. Basically, they're carrying, I don't remember what it is, just under 100,000 pounds on 7 axles and too short a configuration, and a lot of our bridges aren't designed to handle that. So anyway, I wanted to mention this because it's hopefully there's some middle ground to be achieved. I don't think it's well known yet, and I don't think it will be well known this agricultural season, but my guess is at some point it'll get to be well known when people start seeing these signs go up, and maybe there'll be a middle ground found. But I am going to give our consultant clearance here this week to go ahead and start the rating process. I don't expect we'll have any signs up before harvest is over, but this has an impact statewide, much less in our county. So just wanted to mention it to you.
Okay, thanks, Brian. You'll see it in court.
Chris, you heard anything on Geode? How's it doing? Or?
Just what's been in the paper. Last I heard, they're running ahead of schedule, and they're still planning on having the work at the lake done come spring, early summer next year. Campground's on track to be open by Memorial Day next year. Now, how fast the lake fills up once they get the work done and close the dam off again, that's up to nature. But if all things keep up the rate at which they have been, they're on track to have this thing done and ready to start filling up next year. So that'd be great. I'm really curious to see how that affects our camping load at Big Hollow once they get that campground reopened back up there. If that takes some of our overflow. I mean, there aren't too many weekends we aren't turning people away.
I hear it's a good pumpkin patch out there.
Huh?
I hear you're growing a lot of pumpkins in the bottom of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Neighbor went out and got 5 or 6 of them, got them on his porch, and Would you all volunteer? I don't know. We're the volunteers. Somebody decided we're going to plant some pumpkins out there. We'll have to try.
I'd be pretty rich.
Correspondence. Seeing none here, do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No, I do not.
I don't either, so we shall move on for discussion and vote. First item is a public hearing for the third and final reading of the ATV and UTV ordinance.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Does anybody have any objections to me not reading this today? Has everybody read it? Anybody want me to read it? Speak up now? Okay. Seeing that, is there any discussion on this? Anybody have any comments?
I got, and I think you guys got an email from sort of reinforcing what that Dr. Jennison said from the Consumer Federation of America, signed by a number of people from Portland and San Francisco and Houston. Anyway, that's the only comments I've received.
Anybody else?
I'm just going to have some things I want to talk about.
Excuse me?
I'm just going to have some things that I want to talk to the paper about. Okay. People wanting to register and get these.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Motion to approve.
The ordinance?
Yeah, the ordinance.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I should note that this is on my board agenda starting this week to discuss out of the ordinance is official. We'll talk about how that affects our parks and if we need to amend any policies within our parks. I don't know if they're going to be making any sort of decision this month, but it'll be now that the ordinance exists, it'll start to be a point of discussion for our parks.
Well, in regards to that fellow that came and talked to us and his relation that got killed, it make a difference whether it's legal or not. If you fall out in front of somebody, you're gonna get wiped out. So
Jim, my question would be, when's the effective date of that then?
Yeah, I was gonna ask that too.
Well, it has to, you have to have this.
We've got it written in there where it's subsequent. I have to look on the last page, but I believe it has it on there that it's effective when you sign that.
Yeah.
But they will still publish it also.
And if I could take just a moment and ask the sheriff, I brought it up last week, the letter from Mike Schwenker about me talking to the drainage district and the levee district and seeing where they might, let them know they might want to put some signs up.
Yeah, I can do that, Tom.
Okay.
I have a connection up there, so.
Okay.
I'm sure they're aware of it, and
they don't want anybody on those levees anyway.
No, and it's clear that that's not allowable. Never has been, except with specific permission. You know, from there's some real legitimate reasons for having access to that, but not just to the people off on it.
They might just want some improved signage up there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea anyway. So yeah, I'll make contact with them. I think I'll also approach the city councils. I know Danville's already have something, but Middletown and Minneapolis. I will approach them with this and just let them know they're going to see increased traffic around them. And a lot of cities do consider changing their rules when, you know, once something like that at the county level is in place. So we'll see about that and see if they have any desire to change some of their rules on that, so, but that'll be our next step.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a resolution for the 2018, I think this would be the 2019 fees too, but setting the ATV and UTV fees. Says, whereas the Board of Supervisors may collect fees for county permit decals on ATVs and UTVs, and whereas the fees collected by the Recorder's Office is necessary to cover as much as the cost of providing these services is reasonable, now therefore be resolved. The fee that may be charged by the Des Moines County Recorders for the service listed below is hereby set effective upon publication of Ordinance Number 56, ATV, UTV Ordinance. County decals to permit the use of an ATV or UTV on Des Moines County Road is $25. And this just barely covers our cost. Our insurance is going up considerably on this, so it's not a money-making thing for the county. We're just trying to recoup some of our cost. So.
It's insurance man's fault, not ours.
Right there he is.
It's the underwriter's fault. I had nothing to do with it. No control.
Yeah, Jack.
Speak on that, Jim. Have you looked and seen what other counties have charged for, you know, when they've done this? I think Jefferson.
That makes no difference to us.
Well, okay, we're back to the numbers, Jim. He told us, what was it, $1,800, $1,900, you expected your insurance to go up next year after you talked to your people, what I believe the number was. Am I right on it?
That number doesn't sound right, but I don't remember what it was.
$1,805.
Oh, it was? Okay.
What was the number, Jim?
$1,805 and some cents, and that was just, it's just kind of a ballpark figure, I think, you told us at the time.
I understand that, but if you start doing the math, you know, she said 2.5 for writing fee. You take 100 times 25, that's 2,500. We're well exceeding, you know, this, and, you know, I thought it seemed odd that we're gonna have to charge more than what the state DNR even does for the state yearly fee, for the county yearly fee. I just know I'm gonna get a lot of people insulting me over this when they see that. I've already had a phone call about, what are we gonna have to do, put a sticker on our things now because of this for every county in Iowa, that everybody's gonna sell us one for every county, and, you know, I'm just no, I can afford $25, but I don't know I'm gonna get a lot of why. Why is it so high? You know, if you get 200 or 300 registered, I guess what I'm saying is once you see how many are registered for a year or something, could this be addressed again, that if it all of a sudden becomes a moneymaker?
That would be up to the board, but if they ask you why, you tell them to call us up. That would be your best answer to them.
Yeah, but I'll be the guy in your face right then.
And that's the reason that fee is not the ordinance, is so that it can be changed easier without the ordinance.
Well, I'm just asking that maybe this could be addressed again if all of a sudden there are 200, 300, 400 people that do register, that somebody isn't going, well, what are they doing with all the extra money? We're not inventing trails out here with the money and stuff, Jim. You know, I just know I'm going to get feedback on this, you know, because my name's been associated with it so much.
Well, definitely there's going to be some people out there that's going to cause a little damage to the roads. We know that. It's going to help Brian with a little extra money to, you know, in the budget to clean them up, so. I don't think $25 is too much for the privilege of going to taking a UTV and going up and down the road.
Yeah.
I paid $20 for a golf cart in Danville, Iowa, and I'm limited to just a few streets in town.
All right, I just wanted to know what to tell them. Okay.
Agreed, I think what we should do is address this down the road, but there will be some additional fees we're not aware of. You know, there's going to be extra calls for us to handle.
There's going to be some additional costs.
We're going to be spending, you know, deputy time to, you know, to clarify some of this, to make the stops, also to, you know, hand out these ordinances to folks, let them know exactly what it is, and to, you know, and explain it to them. So there will be some time involved, but I think it would be good, you know, in 6 months or a year from now, we address to make sure that's, it's going to be our hope that everybody out there gets a sticker I mean, it's, and you know, I think there could be some significant numbers. I told Lisa, I think there could be 400 or 500 people eventually that sign up for this. I sure hope so. I hope everyone that hits that gravel road has a sticker, and they better have, because we're going to be watching. I mean, that's one of the things that they have to have, along with their DNR sticker. So there's certain rules in this ordinance that everybody needs to pay, they need to pay attention to, and we'll be watching, and we expect compliance. So, but down the road, we can take a look at that, obviously.
We are kind of having some talk already about getting the permit decal and all that, and there's a lot of people who have not ever registered their ATV, UTV, which could cause a problem. They say if it's been never been registered, they can go ahead, and I mean ever in Iowa, if it's never ever been registered in Iowa and they have a bill of sale, they can do an affidavit and have it inspected by a DNR officer, and then they can come in and register it with the DNR, and then they can get their county permit. If they have, if it has been registered and they can't get any paperwork on it, a bill of sale or anything, they're gonna have to bond it, which can be time consuming, very time consuming. And anybody can call our office and try and get some information on this, on whether or not their ATV or UTV has ever been registered. We can always look it up by their VIN number. And I also wanted to say that if someone were to come in now and get their permit and they want to do it for this year and for next year, it would be $30 altogether, $5 for the remaining of this year and then the $25 for the next year.
What's it cost to do a boat?
Well, it depends. It depends on the size of the boat. And whether or not it needs to be titled or if there's a lien on it. Titles are $1,275 and liens are $1,275. And depending on the size of the boat, it can range from $1,275 to $30-some for the registration. And then if it's brand new, the taxes on it.
But those registrations are good for 3 years, aren't they?
Yes, for the boats, those are good for 3 years. And once titled, always titled, you don't need to renew that. Just a registration.
Well, I agree with Jack. I think it's too high, but if it's going to, if that's what it takes to cover our costs, then, but if we get 300 or 400 out there, then that'll change it quite a bit.
That's what Tom said, you know, we can, that's why it's on the resolution. And we can review this when we review the ordinance too. We're planning on reviewing that in six months to a year.
So. I would think our insurance carrier would be open-minded about it. We only have 100.
There you go.
I hope you're right. I guess the only thing I can say, if you have a claim, they're going to turn around and say, well, you want to pay us for what that claim is going to cost?
And so where's our liability on it? Too much gravel on the road, so they're going to lose traction off that one tire like that guy said? Or?
Every situation is different. And there's got to be an element of negligence involved. So if the county is negligent, and you can make up just about anything to plead your case, if you're negligent, then they're going to, a jury, if it comes to that, is going to be finding you liable.
How often do they do it with a car or a truck or farm tractor?
Well, usually that comes back to the individual piece of equipment.
Exactly. trying to get by with, the sheriff brought up when we first started talking was the liability part of it, responsibility.
I think sometimes, Bob, you'll never know what your liability is until after the jury sets the ruling. So,
and they're going to find somebody to blame besides themselves, aren't they?
Well.
We're going to see who has deep pockets.
If I could make one comment on what's being said here from a rural standpoint, I could see a lot of people going, well, if it would have been less, I might have bought it so I didn't have to say it was for ag today, but for ag it's still going to be free. And you might have got more of them bought if it was a little less, just from people backing down on the fact that, well, hey, I'm a farmer, I can say it's ag no matter what, incidental to ag no matter what I'm doing, and they'll go, I ain't paying $25. Now, that's just a matter of opinion, but I know there will be people that'll do stuff like that, you know, where they might have bought it if it was less, you know. It's just something to think about, guys.
That's my feeling too, Jack. I just figured if we get it too high, they just won't do it. They'll do what they're doing now.
That's right.
That is a concern.
Sheriff Johnstone's going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, and I agree, all those points are very valid, is that we do want compliance. And I have to agree with Jim, I don't think that's much, a lot to pay, but for some folks it is. It's a matter of, you know, for them, they just feel like they shouldn't have to pay it. But, you know, I think it's something we need to address maybe down the road again. We'll look at it, see where we're at. You know, and we have to cover our costs.
We'll see what Lisa looks like when she comes in here in December.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution, because when we revisit this in a few months, that's just a resolution. So I move to pass the resolution.
Second.
Barrett.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I have a question. Are these calendar years? Decals or?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to run from January 1st?
Oh, I'm sorry, what's that?
Is the license for 1 year?
Yes, it'll start from January 1st to December 31st.
Okay.
Each year.
But $5 will get you to the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah,
just a quick question. We have a, as a UTV dealer, we'll be able to display the decal on a demo type vehicle, as we can now. We can display the demo DNR tag or a dealer plate. In the case of a motorcycle, we'll be able to purchase a permit and use it as something that we can change from demo vehicle to demo vehicle. Will that be permitted? Has that been addressed by anybody?
I don't see a problem with it myself, but. Are these stickers are they gonna have a serial number on them, or?
They're not gonna have the serial. They'll just have a number. You're assigned a number, whatever.
Okay, then.
To that vehicle.
The dealership a number, so he could.
Already have a dealer have a DNR and a dealer number.
Yeah.
So will we assign stickers to the same way that we get the stickers from the DNR for dental purposes now?
No, you're not gonna get the decals. I guess I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
If I have a customer out on a demonstration and we're on a county road, I'll need to have that thing with a proper sticker.
Oh,
on
so
it.
You're going to want to.
Right now, I have DNR stickers that we put on a
demo.
Reusable, right? It was a reusable plate.
Well, I guess it's up to the.
I don't see a problem with that myself.
I don't either. I say you make it easy, and if the dealer can't comply with it, how in the world are they going to sell it to somebody?
Yeah, it's up to you guys.
Well, also it'll show that where, you know, he'll have it where it's supposed to be and stuff.
Right.
So, see it.
Probably on a magnetic plate or something on the back of it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Do you have a best guess on the effective date?
Let you know I don't have the decals yet. I ordered them a week ago, but they're not here quite yet. I'm hoping today or maybe tomorrow, but.
Well, I got my proof of insurance with me. I'm going to walk down and see her here when I go out the door.
You don't raise cane with her, Jack. Four on the road, can't do it. It's been legal. But I don't know. What are you saying, in fact, you did?
If I get it sent to the media today, it would most likely be in the newspapers Thursday.
But effective immediately would be upon publication.
Yep.
So the 8th?
No.
No, Thursday would be the.
Thursday.
Third. Fourth. Today's the second.
October 4th, possibly.
You have stickers?
Hopefully I'll get half of them.
Or you just have to write one up.
Yeah.
Give him a handwritten sticker.
We could always mail it to him.
It's gonna be legal. It's when Johnstone's gonna start enforcement.
If you say Thursday, it's Thursday. You know, and as far as the stickers go, we're gonna have a, there's gonna be a grace period here. We're 90 days from the first of the year, so we're not gonna be actively looking for these stickers until after the first of the year. We're gonna encourage people to get legal as soon as possible. You know, but that will be a absolute necessity after the first of the year. And if they wanna, if it's convenient for them and they can get everything, I know they come in and get their DNR sticker, get it all together on their machine.
If they don't have, yeah, if they're not registered.
How soon can they get their DNR sticker for 19?
They can go ahead and start getting that now, I think. I'll have to look at that.
So if they're making a trip down or they get a mow.
Yeah, they can do it now.
There'll be a grace period because not everybody's gonna make it to the courthouse in the next 90 days. And we're not gonna be, we're gonna be more, first 6 months is gonna be a lot of education.
So you're gonna pull them over, make their heart rate go up, give them a warning or tell them that they're gonna have to do something different. But you're gonna make their heart rate go up first.
Well, they need to understand they don't need to run from us.
You heard that, Jack?
I'm too old to run.
They need to pull over and it just compounds issues when they take off. It's a whole different level at that point of enforcement. If you run on law enforcement, there's some very severe laws that come into play when you run. And it's not worth it.
You know, this is October. And we're coming up to the end of the year. The new stickers are gonna have 2019 on them. And you're saying we're gonna charge $5. I don't know how we can do this, but I would just assume just charge them the $25. And forget the $5.
For this year?
For this year.
$25 for the end of 2019.
$25 for the end of 2018, and then that takes you through 2019.
I'm not just saying just for right now, but even for years to come. If someone comes in, you still wanna just do it for the next year and they'll be legal?
Is that what the DNR does? Do they charge $5?
The DNR charges, yeah, but if you come in now and register it and it hasn't been registered at all, you can go ahead. They'll give you the next one and pay you for the rest of the year.
In the future, right now, I just, rather than mess around at the end of 2018, if Jack goes to get a sticker that it's good through the end of 2019.
Right, and that's fine, but for future years.
Future, we'll talk about that when we redo this resolution.
Okay.
I think what she's asking is, if somebody comes in this month, the next year, with a brand new one and say, well, do I have to pay $5 or can I get the 2020 sticker right now and be good? I think is what she's asking, aren't you, for future years?
Well, yeah, let's say.
We know what she's asking, but we don't know what we're gonna do yet.
Oh, okay.
But this being new this year, you know, that's up to these gentlemen here.
I believe it's actually in your bill about charging in the last quarter $5 to carry into next year. Isn't that in your bill that you've already got, that you just passed?
A resolution.
A resolution, I believe it's in there, guys.
Yeah, it's in the resolution.
Doesn't say anything about the $5 in this resolution.
Or is that in the ordinance?
I think it was in the ordinance.
It was in the ordinance.
I think it was in the ordinance, guys, that you already have written in, just passed it, so you don't wanna be changing what you just passed.
It is. It's in the registration.
I don't think we have any In the ordinance, we don't have any fees, I don't believe.
Section five.
No, but.
It talks about the $5.
Section five.
It talks about the $5, dude. Doesn't it say the last quarter?
Yep.
The decal fee was gonna be set by resolution, but then the $5.
Okay.
Yeah, section B.
I'm just trying to save you $5, I guess, can't do it.
No, you can do something for this year, I'm just saying for what she's asking you, what about next year, I think you've already got it in your thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That'll take care of them, they get a brand new machine on, in 19.
Yeah, in October, November, and say, okay, pay $5 now and $25 next year, if that's what they worry about buying in 18.
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen, moving on, we have accounts payables claim for $654.84.
Motion to approve.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Iowa State University Extension Office. Dear Board of Supervisors, Boone County Extension Office moved to West Burlington, July 2017. We applied to be exempt from taxes in August of 2017. Emailed exemption to the assessor's office. We received a bill for property taxes saying we owe for the full year. The bookkeeper has mailed in the first half of taxes to make sure that we weren't delinquent. Check was $1,038. Check number 023031 and mailed on Tuesday, September the 18th. And this is what this is, they are exempt from, but it just got messed up in the bookkeeping thing, so.
Didn't get from, once it leaves the assessor's office, the auditors, it can't be forgiven, it has to be abated.
Yeah.
And it was after, so motion to approve that.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Okay, I have a proclamation for the NAACP. Whereas for over a century, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP has been built on an individual and collective courage of thousands of people. People of all races, nationalities, and religious denominations who were united in one premises that all men and women are created equal. And whereas since the inception of the NAACP was poised for a long and rewarding history, although it is possible to chronically challenge the legacy of the NAACP, the real story of the nation's most significant civil rights organization lies in the hearts and the minds of the people who would not be silent while the rights of some of the Americans' citizens were denied. And whereas the NAACP sponsors a variety of programs to make real the promise of America. Their programs are designed to ensure civil rights compliance, equitable treatment of all Americans under law, access to health care, the attainment of education excellence, and economic empowerment. And whereas Des Moines County has been blessed to have the branch of the NAACP in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors salutes the NAACP and its local branch for their work and encourages all citizens to join our fight to ensure that all men and women are created equal. Further, Des Moines County citizens are encouraged to attend the local NAACP Freedom Fund banquet at 6 p.m. on October the 13th, 2018 at Big Buddy's. This year's theme is Get Included and Make a Difference.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have appointments to the Des Moines County Compensation Board. Okay, the first one is to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I'm interested in serving another four-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as a representative for the sheriff. Thank you. And that is from Charles L. Walsh. Second one is to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I am interested in serving a four-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as a representative by the county auditor, Sarah A. Schwartz.
Motion to approve both.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. This is to vacate
187, isn't it? A non-existent.
You're hereby notified in accordance with Revision Chapter 306, 217.
Sorry about that.
Iowa Code is amended. The Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County and Regular Station deems it advisable and the public good to vacate the closing of the Pauling Road or highways to width approximately 250 lineal feet. 187th Avenue extended from the north right-of-way line of 197th Street to the south right-of-way line of 198th Street. Extended to the town of Pleasant Grove, Section 11, T7, 1N, R4W, 5th PM, Des Moines County, Iowa. You're hereby further notified that the matter of vacating and closing said road or highways will come on a hearing before the Board of Supervisors in the boardroom at the courthouse in Burlington, Iowa on the 16th day of October at 9:15 a.m. Any person zoning land abutting the aforementioned road or highway shall have the right to file in writing a claim for damages at any time on or before the date fixed for the hearing. You will therefore take notice and govern yourself accordingly.
So this was requested by, there's three landowners that are immediately adjacent to this, basically a one block stretch. This was requested by one of the landowners. He says he's talked to his two neighbors that are also adjacent and they're fine with this. They'll receive a notice. So if they for some reason weren't talked to, which I don't have any reason to believe, that they'll receive notice of this anyway. There is a church to the north of it. Even though they're not impacted by this, I have sent them a letter, giving them a heads up, and asked them to give me a call if they have any questions. So I just sent three letters. I sent one to the church and two to some representatives from the church that I couldn't get a hold of by phone. Honestly, it's a pretty unproductive deal here, but it's a tree line and mowed yards is what it is. It's an example in a little town where maybe it was used once upon a time, but it's not used now. It's not like it's a road that we'll ever do anything with, and they just want to clean it off the records. So I will set the hearing, and if you guys receive any questions or the auditor's office, just have them call our office. I guess worst case scenario, we have somebody opposed to it and the board doesn't go through with it, but for now we'll set the hearing and proceed, and we'll work with Terry to make sure it gets put in the paper appropriately and take it from there.
A vacation only requires one hearing, right?
Correct.
Motion to approve October 16th is the public hearing date.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Brian, this is at section you took us out and showed us here a while back, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's one of the places we ran by, and it doesn't look any different today than it did then, than it has for a long time, so.
Moving on, we have reports from the sheriff's monthly report, August 2018. We have the jail status for August. And we also have the county auditor's fee collected. These reports will be on file in the county auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. I was looking over this the other day, and there was one time that we only had 80 people in jail. And it looked to me like it was the 31st of August. That was great. Rest of time has been pretty, getting up there in the mid-80s and 90s. Okay. I have the minutes for the regular meeting on September 25th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I need to update something before you guys. I got a text message from Jeff Chase, who's my contact with the contractor for the DOT. And because of the current wet weather and the forecast that they have all the way through Sunday, they've now postponed the closure of Flint Bottom Road. Welcome to my world. So that's how things change, and I wanted to give you a heads up. You're on cutting edge here. So I guess we'll see. But the same thing still holds true. Those message boards will at some point reflect an accurate date and give people a heads up. So, and I'll let you guys know also.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. That's other business. Future agenda items. None committee reports.
I attended a regional planning meeting last week. About 45 minutes or so. Zach went through his spiel, and so did all everybody else. I didn't have any meetings.
Public input session number two. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name.
I'm not my project. I want to be public on my left. I see me, and I think we should all think good thoughts.
I think I threw an umbrella.
I know.
It's too late.
God, that didn't take much.
Yeah.
Move to adjourn.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bullet point by bullet point. Stuff you wanted.
So, like, high school. Not going to be anything.